the beauty of the Pacific Northwest is an inspiration. Maybe it's why you live in this region. Well, that beauty extends even beyond our borders. A group of musicians from New York is touring the national parks in Washington, playing original music inspired by nature. They call themselves Music in the American Wild. Emlyn Johnson is a flutist and director of the group, and she told me she got the idea while walking through the woods of New York with her fiancé, who's also a musician.
It was one of those perfect fall days. The leaves are changing, beautiful crisp air, and we started talking about what a joy it would be to play in the outdoors. We're usually playing in concert halls, but we were just thinking about how inspiring this natural kind of theater would be. So we started doing a little bit of research and about how music and parks go together, what kind of music is happening in state and national parks. And we found out about the National Park Service Centennial, and this all just seemed too fortuitous to pass up, really.
So you did what next?
I began contacting rangers in the education and public events and public information side of things in the parks. And I ended up with a group of seven parks who are extremely enthusiastic about bringing classical music into their spaces.
And some of those parks were, again, you're from the East Coast.
Yes.
You ended up cross country in Washington State. Why?
Well, when I initially made a list of parks to reach out to, my list was really of the places that I wanted to go to the most. So it started kind of with a dream, you know, a wish list of parks that I'd like to travel to. And a number of those were in Washington State, specifically Olympic National Park. I had seen some photos years ago and just was so enamored with the idea of traveling there. And it turned out, actually, the first park that was enthusiastic about music in the American Wild was North Cascades. There's a ranger there named Denise Schultz, and she was so enthusiastic and warm and just thrilled by the idea. So once she got on board, we started reaching out to other parks in Washington, thinking we could make a full tour out here.
So you came here to play in nature. Where does nature show up in your music?
Well, we have 11 composers who all were inspired very differently by their past experiences or by particular parks. One composer, whose name is Jeff Myers, he wrote a piece called Wizard Island, which when we saw that title on the East Coast took a little explaining, but then we realized it's actually an island in the middle of Crater Lake in Oregon, so not too far from here. And he actually wrote a piece that was kind of a fantastical imagining of a ritual that may have taken place there sometime very long ago with drums and horns. It even ends with a sacrifice that you hear in the cello.
Wow.
So that was, you know, one side of things. Some of our other composers used the sounds of nature. So we hear a lot of imitations of bird calls. In one of my parts, in a piece called Sanctuary by Aaron Travers, it's actually notated that I am supposed to imitate a mourning dove or a house sparrow.
Would you be a mourning dove for us right now?
I would love to.
She has her flute.
That kind of sighing coo of the mourning dove.
Hmm.
Can sound a bit like this on flute. And we also have the house sparrow, if you'd like to hear a little bit of that.
Yes.
We have all sorts of bird calls in our music. It's really wonderful.
Let's hear that in the piece.
You know, when you add the outdoor elements, especially the breeze rustling through the trees or the bird calls, we seem to be attracting a lot of birds in our performances.
Really?
And yeah, it's just it's a really magical addition. And
maybe you're doing a mourning dove mating call.
Maybe.
That sparrow's a little too good.
Good. Actually, when we played at San Juan Island at the National Historical Park there, we played at English camp in the old barracks. And an audience member came up to us afterwards and said that an owl had been sitting on a branch right outside the space for our entire concert. And as soon as we were done with the last movement of the program, he just flew away.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, Emlyn, the people who work in our national parks tell me they want the parks to be more democratic, more relatable, more popular. As you know, classical music is often viewed as the opposite, right?
Yep.
Kind of remote and elitist. What do you do with that?
Well, you know, we went into this project with a mission of engagement, of engaging new audiences in new venues. And I think there's a lot of overlap, actually, between the mission of the Park Service wanting to share these beautiful lands and spaces with everyone who can get there. I think there's a lot of overlap in that with what a lot of musicians of my generation want to do, which is also reaching new audiences and meeting audiences on their own terms. You know, not necessarily playing every concert as a traditional, formal concert in a concert hall. So we have felt that bringing our music into these outdoor spaces, sometimes more casual environments, has really opened up a lot of dialogue with the audiences. We have, especially here in Washington State, been treating our performances as more of a Q&A session with our audiences. And we have found that people here, both in North Cascades and at San Juan Island so far, have been really engaged and very inquisitive as to what instruments we're playing, how this all came together. And it's been actually one of the first experiences in my life of playing a lot of new music where I have found that people are not afraid to ask questions and get involved.
What are you hoping the audience takes away from your performance?
Most people go to the national parks to find outdoor recreation, to go camping with their families, to take a hike, to see a beautiful mountain. But we think that we can add something to that. We can add something more emotional and artistically, creatively inspiring. So we hope to engage our audiences in that way. And we also hope to encourage other artists and musicians to seek inspiration from these national parks. A lot of artists now and a lot of composers now take their inspiration from digital media and electronics. There's a lot of electronic music now. And right now, as a composer and a musician, the sky is really the limit in terms of what you can create. But if we look at the other side of that, these parks have been such an inspiring, they've been so inspiring for so long, and I think it's been really wonderful to reconnect with that for both our performers and our composers.
Music in the American Wild plays through Wednesday in Olympic National Park.